What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening.
What's happening?
Well, we've hit a benchmark with the COVID in this country. 200,000 people have died from COVID in the United States, more than the battle deaths from five wars combined. Now, Dr. Fauci predicted in March that COVID could kill 200,000 people. And he was right. But we hit this milestone earlier than a lot of the experts predicted.
Well, there was originally the forecast from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation up in UW that said that we would hit something like 200 or 220,000 by August. And thankfully, we didn't. We were able to control that. It doesn't make it any better, but it is proof that, you know, the death toll and the death rate, the mortality rate for this thing, we've been able to drive it down because of the things that we've learned over these last several months and how to treat it, about what it is that how people respond to it, which drugs are actually working as therapeutics and which ones, you know, hopefully would eventually turn into a great vaccine.
Procession held today. We told you about this for the firefighter who died while battling the fire burning in the San Bernardino National Forest. Charlie Morton, 39 years old, a Big Bear interagency hotshot squad boss who had been with the Forest Service for 14 years, 18 years total in his career.
The University of California did allow some inappropriate factors to influence their admissions decisions. A new state audit looks at UCLA, UC Berkeley, UC San Diego, UC Santa Barbara, and they found the majority of the admitted students were white. At least half had annual family incomes of 150 grand or more. Among those 22 applicants admitted as athletes, despite having demonstrated little athletic talent. I think I could do that. They admitted these 64 applicants based on criteria like family donations or their relationships to campus staff. What's amazing is that the president of the UC system, Michael Drake, in an August 27th response to the draft of the audit, said, "I have zero tolerance on matters of integrity, and I'll do everything I can to ensure inappropriate admissions do not happen on any of our campuses. That being said, whatever campus you'd like your kid to be on, just let me know and drop a $500,000 donation. We'll name a library after you."
Vanessa Bryant has sued the LA County Sheriff's Department over deputies sharing photos of the scene of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe and their daughter and seven more. Vanessa Bryant in court papers alleges that the sheriff personally assured her that deputies were securing the crash site to ensure her privacy. Of course, there was an LA Times investigation that revealed that deputies had taken and shared photos of the crash scene. The lawsuit alleges no fewer than eight sheriff's deputies at the crash site pulled out their personal cell phones and snapped photos of the dead children, parents, and coaches. Remember, we learned about this when one of the deputies was at a bar in Norwalk, was trying to hit on a girl, and showed the crash photos to the girl. Bartender overhears what's going on and calls the sheriff's department and reports it. First of all, that's not a good move.
Oh, it's not. I was just going to ask, as a female.
As a female, crime scene photos, yeah, or crash site photos, that's not going to get you anywhere.
And probably the most gruesome crash scene photos you've ever seen. And children.
What an idiot.
Still work for the sheriff's department?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's how much do you get for that, though? How much does Vanessa Bryant get for that?
I don't know.
Federal prosecutors, or Florida prosecutors, I should say they will not appeal the court's decision to block the video that shows Robert Kraft paying for sex, or, you know, a sexy thing, or whatever you want to call
it. No one's trying to see that video.
Last month, the Court of Appeal found that police violated the rights of Robert Kraft and others when they secretly installed video cameras inside the massage rooms at the old Orchids of Asia Day Spa in early 2019. And then the court blocked the use of the video at trial, saying it was obtained illegally. Based on that analysis, the decision was made not to seek further discretionary review. And now, without the video evidence, what do you do? Police said they recorded Robert Kraft paying for sex acts at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa on consecutive days in January 2019.
Wow. Maybe, good for you.
Maybe he had a coupon or something. Pleaded not guilty, but issued a public apology for his actions. So, yeah, that's a tape that I would never want
to
see.
Oh, God, no. Not in the interest of news or otherwise. If it happened, I'll take your word for it.
You meet some sheriff's deputy at a bar.
It's like, oh,
like, hey, guess what I got?
Look at Robert Kraft.
You ever seen an 84?
Naked. Thank you for that hand.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. All right.
You
coming
know what
up.
I meant.
I know. I do know what you meant.